G'day, Rhys Dan here. Welcome to episode 79 of the Selection Bullet Points podcast, and this episode is called Foot Care for Selection. So let's talk about foot care, protecting your feet, particularly in regards to selection. And the reason why I put that together this episode is I always get a lot of emails and questions and people posting in the group about foot care. It seems like people are a little bit worried about it, but it's nothing to really worry about. And you see, you just got to keep things simple, experiment with a few things, but just don't overcomplicate it. I think people get wrapped up a little bit too much and thinking it's going to be more of a problem than it is. And while it will be a fucking massive problem if you don't look after your feet, the steps to take to look after your feet aren't that complicated, right? So let's take a look at it. A couple of things to consider. Firstly, speed marching or slow marching, long, slow marching, i.e. cross-country marching, if you're patrolling, that kind of stuff. Those two things are different. Speed marching, for example, usually has more problems, okay? When you're speed marching, say you're doing a 15 kilometer in your unit, say you're doing, you know, the 90-minute stomp for SFET or the 20K stomp on selection, that's a fast march, and generally more problems will occur because it's a harder surface, you are pushing the boundary, so generally there's more friction on your feet, you're getting more hot spots and more blisters, okay? So initially, that's probably where you're going to find the problems. And the long, slow marching, i.e. patrolling or cross-country marching, there's usually less problems. Depending on the environment, of course, let's just say that it's not pissing down rain for 7 days, you don't get a chance to dry your feet, but just say conditions are pretty good, you're probably going to have less problems just because it's a softer surface, the pace is slower, so you're going to get less hot spots and less blisters as well, except maybe if you're cross-graining, which we did a lot overseas, and there's other issues that sort of might pop up there. But in comparing those two, speed marching to the long, slow marching, I always found personally that more issues would arise during the speed march. And there's probably only really two times that I had decent blisters. One of them was when I attempted SASR selection and I didn't tape my feet. And on the initial pack march in there, I got a pretty decent blister on my foot. But that was probably due to a number of reasons. One, I was fucking exhausted. I hadn't eaten. I was just too nervous to eat. I was quite young, too nervous. Didn't know really what I was getting myself into. And heavy pack. I made a lot of mistakes going for that. But I think as I got more exhausted, my form became sloppy. And so when my form became sloppy, I was marching all over the place, wasn't holding my body together as I probably should, especially when I wasn't tired, and my feet were sliding around a lot more, and I got a massive blister on my heel. But then afterwards, I just put some tape on. I was actually good to go, no problem. Just popped it, because you want to pop the blister, especially if you're going to continue pack marching. You need to, otherwise it's just going to be too fucking sore. Pop the blister, get the medics to tape it up, get the medics to clean it and strap it, and you're good to go. And the other time I was on an op in Afghan, and we were doing a lot of cross-graining. We were coming downhill, some decent hills, and it was really rocky, and my feet were sliding. We were sliding all over the place. My feet were sliding around in my boots. I actually had a new pair of boots that I hadn't worn in properly, and my pack was super heavy. So another time where I made a number of mistakes as well, lessons learned there, and the bottom of my heel, it's the first time this has ever happened, the bottom of my heel, the whole bottom came off, all right? But again, a few days later, maybe a week, strapped it for the next op, no problem, okay? So it was fine, it's not that bad. If you got time and got the ability to strap it, you should be fine. But let's look at some of the recommendations I've heard over the years, all right? And some good ones as well, and maybe some not so good ones. But first thing is you want to keep your feet dry, obviously, all right? If your feet are wet for long periods of time, like I remember on 2012 selection when I was helping out and instructing on there, it pissed down these guys for basically the whole fucking time. Compared to my selection, it didn't rain once, all right? So we had it easy. On this selection, pissed down the hot entire time, and they just couldn't get their feet dry, and they looked absolutely fucking disgusting. And when that occurs, it's really hard to keep your feet healthy, all right? So ideally, yes, you want to keep them dry. You want to change your socks regularly. I've heard that some people like to have their boots slightly bigger to allow feet swelling. And I heard this when I was training for some ultras. And I did a couple of ultras and people were saying this, have your boots or your shoes a little bit bigger to allow for feet swelling. And personally, I fucking hated that. It never worked for me. I never wanted to have shoes and boots bigger. They just feel stupid and your feet are sliding around a little bit more. Okay, so that's my personal opinion. Some people wear two pairs of socks. Maybe the first one is a thinner sock to allow that nice and smooth movement in your boot, and you have a thicker pair over that. Some people say don't use cotton socks, just use wool or bamboo. And some I met this one guy and when I was in Cav and he was ex-infantry, he didn't wear any socks and he loved it. So I've heard of people doing that as well. Up to you. One thing I heard recently in one of my groups was this guy recommended taping your entire foot with tape. So every bit of surface area on your foot, tape it, and you won't get blisters. And that worked for him because he's run a lot of ultras. And I think as a strategy for an ultra marathon run, that would probably work, right? But in regards to selection, not so much, because you don't want to have your feet taped, especially your whole foot, and it can't breathe for 3 weeks, all right? So you probably don't want to do that. Some people say soak your feet in Condi's crystals. I've never done that. In actual fact, I don't know many people that have. Some people who do it love it, all right? But I just, and I've spoken to a lot of my mates about this, and no one ever did it. So I don't know really where that came from, and I'm sure some people are going to say, oh, it's fucking great. I know people have done it, works. Okay, no problem. You could try that, okay? But personally, I didn't do it, and I don't know many people that did. Again, up to you. You can even try different things. Like there's some civilian brands like Cedar Summit, I heard recently, have like a foot care kit where you're putting some lotion on your foot before and after. That might work. I haven't tried that. Probably don't feel it's necessary. But again, things that I've heard over the years that you might want to try. But here's what I've found works for me, what I've done, and what I've found most guys do. They toughen up their feet by actually pack marching. All right, make sure you trim your toenails as well. I don't want that digging into your other toes. But toughen your feet up by actually pack marching. All right, that's the main thing. And you're also going to learn where your blisters are, where your hot spots are, and then you can start taping them if you want. But actually do the work, do the pack marching. You're going to find out a lot there. Experiment with different socks. Maybe wearing just one pair, maybe wearing two pairs, different material, etc. Okay, I personally only ever wore one pair, and it was just the thick army socks, the green army socks. All right, some people hate those, or a lot of people hate those, but man, I just didn't have any problem with that, and I found it was fine. But a lot of people like the wool socks or the bamboo socks. Okay, and so you can try those. Use tape, all right? Used as the one thing that I recommend, and I did, and it worked well for me, is use tape. But use it sparingly, all right? And you want to use it before the march, right? Don't wait till you get blisters. If you know, if you've done the work, if you've done the, put in the time pack marching, you know where you're going to get hot spots. You know where you're going to get blisters. For me, it was on the ball of the foot and maybe on the heel. So all I did is put one or two bits of strap under the ball of my foot and on my heel, all right? And sometimes I might get a hot spot or I could feel it on the ball of my foot, especially during the 20K speed march, but I didn't get a blister and I never got blisters on my heels, all right? One or two bits of tape. You don't want to put a shitload of tape because then that's going to actually cause more friction, especially if your boots are a perfect fit, right? So one, maybe two strips of tape, that's it. Air out your feet and attempt to dry them, obviously, when you get a chance, okay? Sometimes you're not going to have a chance, but if you do, if you get a chance, take your boots off, take your socks off, air your feet out. And I actually like to use foot powder. I found that was quite good, but your feet need to be dry, okay? And I know some dudes don't recommend powder. I think mainly because if your feet are wet or if you then put powder on and then your feet get wet, that could cause problems because you've just got a heap of powder, wet powder in your foot, and it gets all mushy inside your boot, all right? So maybe that's why, but if you got time, dry your feet, put some powder on. I really enjoyed that. I really like that my feet responded well. Wear correct fitting boots, all right? You don't want your feet sliding around. I found, again, this is my personal opinion, don't want your feet sliding around a lot, particularly when or if you have to cross grain or go down a hill a lot, they're just going to slide around and I think you're going to get in trouble there. And obviously you don't want them too small as well. They want to, you want a little bit of room in your foot, maybe allow for that swelling. But when I've heard people say, oh, you want two sizes bigger than your normal foot, I'm like, that's fucking crazy. You don't need that. All right, a little bit of room in your foot, just the normal amount of width and length in your foot where there's a little bit of a gap, that's fine. If you get new boots, if you've got new boots, or one, if you're going to do selection, you probably want two or three pairs of boots worn in. But if you've got new boots, the quickest way and the best way to break them in is what I used to do and a lot of guys used to do is you soak them in hot water, and I would soak the heel of it. So I'd put the hot water in and put the boot on an angle. So all the hot water is in the heel of the boot, and I'd soak them in overnight, and then I'd put them on wet. All right, so I don't want to then go out bush while they're wet. But I'll just put them on wet, wear them around work, no problem. And then your boot actually molds to your foot while it's wet. And I found that was really good. And the last thing you could try, and I actually did that, not in the military, but I did it when I was training for the ultra and did the 100K run. I found after I did the 50K run that the arch of my foot was getting really sore because my foot was rolling in. So all I did was put a nice sort of, not too cushioned, but it was a nice cushioned insert and it had that sort of support in the arch. And then I wore that for 100K and actually made my boots pretty tight. And all I did was wore a thin sock and I put one or two, I think put two bits of strap under the ball of my foot and I think one on the heel and that was fine. 100K, no blisters. No problem. And that's it. All right. If you're rocking up to selection, and I've saw this a number of times, you've rocked up to selection, dudes rocking up, they do the first pack march in, and then all of a sudden they're off to the medics because all their feet are cut up, their hips are rubbed raw, the inside of their legs are rubbed raw, and all of a sudden they're getting strapped up by the medics after the first fucking day. And I'm going to say to you, if that's you, you probably haven't done, yeah, or you haven't done the work. You have not fucking done the work. You can't rock up to a Special Forces selection course, walk 5K or 10K and have all these issues where you have to go see the medic, right? That means you haven't done the work. So if you've done the work, 10Ks with 40 kilos or whatever shouldn't be a problem, all right? Your feet, your body, your pack should be molded to you. You shouldn't have all those issues, all right? So the best advice I would have in regards to foot care is one, do the work, and two, experiment, all right? So do a bunch of pack marching to condition your feet and your body and then try different things, all right? See what works for you. Do you need a couple of strips of tape on your feet? Do you want to wear two pairs of socks, okay? What material? Maybe wool is good for you. Maybe bamboo is good for you. Maybe medium thickness or maybe very thick. It really depends on the individual, all right? So there's a couple of tips. There's a couple of points for you to get out there and test. So when you rock up to selection, you know exactly what you do personally, what you need to do personally to keep your feet in the game throughout selection, all right? Not just for the speed marches, but for the whole selection course and on to in the unit, okay? Hope you got something out of this episode. If you have any questions, please reach out. Email me, reese@operatoredge.com, which is R-H-Y-S, reese@operatoredge.com, and I'll get back to you. You can also check out operatoredge.com/selection. In regards to some free resources to help you prepare for Special Operations Selection. That's it. Thanks for listening. I'll see you in the next one. Cheers.